Well, it's been quite a while since millions of American school children have been inside their physical classroom. Chris Collin is a father of a 7 and 11-year-old in San Francisco. And when California closed schools, Chris was obsessed with the question on every parent's mind, what do I do with my kids now? Also, how do we talk to kids about the pandemic? And how can parents help children put their feelings of uncertainty and upheaval into words? Well, Chris found an answer, and he shared it with us.
Before all this started, I was a journalist. I'm still a journalist. Even before San Francisco schools closed, my wife and I decided to pull our kids out. I think it was about 2 days early. Immediately, we realized there was this sort of looming mini crisis on top of the actual coronavirus crisis, but for kids. There's this invisible, scary thing outside that kids only had a sort of abstract understanding of. And meanwhile, their world had begun to turn upside down. I fired off this email to a handful of friends and neighbors suggesting that they get their kids to write about what was going on right now, and that I would put it all together into a local pandemic kids newspaper by kids for kids. And I figured I would get a handful of replies, but I think the email started making the rounds, people started posting about it on Facebook, and before long I was getting dozens and dozens of article submissions from kids all around the neighborhood.
My name is Cora, and I am 11 years old.
My name is Anna. I'm 11 years old, and I live in San Francisco.
And then I was getting article submissions from kids beyond the neighborhood.
Toby AJ of Inda, California.
Maddie Nolan, I'm 9 years old.
My name is Dylan, and I'm 6 years old.
The articles that I started to get were sort of all over the map.
Have you noticed any rainbows in your neighborhood that are not the actual phenomena? Are you wondering why children and adults all over the country are creating rainbow masterpieces to display for all of us to spread joy and hope during this pandemic? When you are on walks with your family, don't forget to look for all the rainbows in your neighborhood. They're more than you think.
Sometimes it was direct. Sometimes kids would send in an essay about being worried about their grandparents or being lonely because they weren't seeing their friends. But other times it would be sort of these sideways glimpses of that experience.
On zebras. Zebras are black and white. It keeps horseflies from sucking their blood. Zebras might be black and white to keep themselves cool. I hate that zebras are black and white and there's no color in them.
I wrote some quarantine horoscopes. Here they are. Aries, March 21st through April 20th. You are a very energetic person and being quarantined is hard for you. You long for the fresh air and freedom of the outdoors, and you get grumpy and bored being holed up for too long. Read a thrilling book. Make something creative. Do cartwheels in your room. Do anything you need to get your mind off being quarantined.
Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Lettuce.
Lettuce who?
Lettuce outside. We're sick of being indoors.
Please. Seriously. When is this over? I really want to see my friends.
But I like that I haven't had a bath in a week.
The world is spinning in this strange new way. We have no say in it. It can be scary and frustrating and boring and all. We have all the feelings like over the course of a day. And if kids can have just a tiny little microscopic dollop of agency in how they articulate their experience, I think that's a good and healthy thing.
Chris Collin and the mini journalists who write for the newspaper 6 feet of separation. I'm a Sagittarius. I want to know what my quarantine horoscope is, guys. Let me know. You can send me a tweet. I'm at Megna WBUR. And that knock-knock joke, my new favorite. We got a link to that newspaper at onpointradio.org. Tomorrow on the program, we're going to be talking about learning and schooling in the age of the COVID-19 pandemic. How are you trying to keep your kids going with education? Give us a call at 617-353-0683. That's 617-353-0683. And let us know what you think education should be as kids are at home. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. This is On Point.